Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ovik Roy back on the show. Ovik is a great member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, opinion editor at Forbes. He's advised Senator Rubio. He worked with Governor Perry on his campaign, his presidential campaign, and founder of Roy Healthcare Research, which is an investment research firm. He's also the author of The Apothecary. He's one of our top healthcare policy experts. Ovik Roy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back again. So you've got some thoughts on the Republican Party that I want you to share with us. You've written about this recently. And you pointed out, I think quite right, that the Republican Party, as it currently stands here with Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee, has shifted in the last, well, officially, I should say, in the last 6 months, probably, from being a conservative party to a nationalism party. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so what's the difference between conservatism and nationalism? So conservatism, as it was created after, particularly modern American conservatism, as William F. Buckley Jr. and a lot of people at National Review built it out after World War II, was a unique system. Because in most countries, conservatism isn't like this, but American conservatism is an exceptional thing. The way it was designed by Buckley and others was to marry three different ideas. First, free market economics,
right.
Limited government,
right.
Individual liberty, which were in the 18th century seen as liberal ideas, but Buckley adopted those as conservative ideas. The second concept was traditional cultural values, you know, marriage, family, things like that.
Natural law stuff.
Right. And then the third idea was anti-communism, really fighting the Soviet Union, prosecuting the Cold War, etc. So that was how Buckley and others built conservatism in the 1950s, and you could see that Ronald Reagan, who was a big fan of National Review, Ronald Reagan was really the great kind of role model of how a conservative politician would.
And currently those now manifest as evangelicals, free traders, and neocons.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, you know, neocon is kind of a complicated term with the foreign policy stuff, but broadly speaking, we call it an interventionist foreign policy. Cultural conservatives, social conservatives, and kind of libertarian on economics.
But now, with Trump has ignited a new following that's diluted that conservatism to the point where it can now be called something else, right?
Right. So what nationalism is a distinct concept where instead of having free markets, you say, actually, well, the running theme in nationalism is skepticism and opposition to foreign competition or foreign involvement in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So
which is a modern way of saying xenophobia.
Sure. So it's basically being against free trade because you don't want foreign competition for your economy.
Right.
It's being against foreign labor, like immigration, because you're worried about foreign competition for local jobs. You don't want jobs outsourced.
But does nationalism have to be that rigid? Couldn't nationalism be about just making all that fair?
It could be. I mean, a balanced, what we could call
fair
it an enlightened
trade
nationalism.
Free trade?
Yeah, like an enlightened nationalism might say, look, let's as the rhetoric goes, let's have good trade deals instead of dumb trade deals. But the thing is, it never really works that way. It's kind of like saying, you know, let's have a when you have a regulation,
right,
that's, you know, well, let's just have some regulations, not all. Well, yeah, you can have some regulations
but the people
who campaign for it are usually the ones who want a lot of regulations.
I've been following trade agreements since NAFTA.
Right.
And I got to be honest with you, I'm a free trader. I believe in free trade. I think trade is good. I think I believe what Bastiat said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. But
sure,
I also know that America Trump is right. Our trade negotiators are either stupid or they're for the other side most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's exactly right about how we negotiate on trade deals.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a lot to say. You know, the reason why Trump is so successful is because there's a lot to say about how we should be, particularly when it comes to China, how we're kind of letting them kind of run around.
And isn't it a shame that we've let it get to the point where something that ought to be a good thing, nationalism, is now possibly an extremist position. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Obik Roy after these messages. 2022. We're going to talk about health care after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.